Winter storm in effect again. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Tennessee expecting heavy rain and ice in the next few days.
Heavy rain with 3 to 5 inches total area-wide. Those higher amounts will be to the south and to the east. Freezing rain in the northwest with amounts up to 1 inch in our northwestern counties. But even here in Nashville, we will have the potential for freezing rain and our own troubles as far as icing is concerned.
Meteorologist Katie Morgan of Fox TV affiliate WZTV in Nashville, Tennessee. And in Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency. Beshear speaking at a press conference on the dangers of the winter storm.
This is the real deal. It is dangerous. People need to be prepared.
Russian President Putin criticizing the West's response to the escalating tension with Ukraine. Russia has sent over 100,000 troops near its border with Ukraine.
President Putin broke a month-long public silence over Ukraine with harsh criticism of the West, claiming NATO deceived Russia over its expansion into Eastern Europe. And yet he left the door open for diplomacy. Putin will speak with the British Prime Minister Thursday.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The U.S. sending 2,000 troops to Europe and redirecting the 1,000 that are already there to Eastern Europe. Mass shooting in Oroville, California, Wednesday. Local police officials saying the shooting happened on a Greyhound bus following an altercation.
Police did say that at least one person has died from this shooting. They haven't said exactly how many people have been injured, but the Oroville mayor has said at least 5 people were injured from this shooting.
Fox 40 Sacramento's Gars Paul Songa. Pentagon saying U.S. Special Operations Forces performed a massive raid in Syria.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby issued a statement saying Special Ops carried out a successful mission with no U.S. casualties. But there are reports of civilians killed. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The cause of the so-called Havana syndrome still remains a mystery.
Havana syndrome purportedly causes dizziness, severe headaches, and other issues. Cases were first reported in 2016 at a U.S. embassy in Cuba. A panel of intelligence experts with the State Department failed to identify a single factor, but did say Wednesday it's plausible beams of direct energy could be the culprit. Last week, the CIA concluded it's unlikely Russia or another foreign group is mounting broad attacks aimed at causing Havana syndrome in Americans. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A New Jersey man pleading guilty in a Super Bowl ring scam.
Scott Spina pled guilty to federal charges of wire fraud, mail fraud, and aggravated identity theft Wednesday after posing as a former New England Patriots player in order to buy and sell Super Bowl rings that he claimed were gifts to Tom Brady's family. According to officials, Spina bought a 2016 Super Bowl ring from a Patriots player, then sold it to a broker for $63,000, using the player's information to contact the ring company and make 3 smaller pieces designed for friends and family, alleging they were intended for Brady's 3 nephews. One of those rings went for $337,000 at auction in 2018. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Super Bowl 56 coming up in less than 2 weeks. Several arrests made in the overdose death of a star on TV's The Wire.
4 people have been charged in the drug overdose death of actor Michael K. Williams. All 4 were arrested on Tuesday on narcotics conspiracy charges, alleging the distribution of fentanyl-laced heroin that resulted in the death of Williams. Williams gained national attention for his role as Omar Little in the Wire HBO series that became a big hit in the early 2000s. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
And Hall of Famer Bill Fitch, who was twice named NBA Coach of the Year, has died at the age of 89. Fitch coached the Boston Celtics and Larry Bird to a championship win in 1981. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.